This is Dr. Shelley Epstein at 222 Middle Country Road, Suite 210, Smithtown, New York, 11787. Dictating an independent medical evaluation. Claim it, Jose, BALCAZAR-ALTAMIRANO. Claim number 345-4487-1. Gen X number NI10ES. Date of injury 12/21/21. Date of exam 8/3/22. WCB number G3151155. Jose Balcazar Altamirano presented for an independent medical evaluation on 8/3/2022. It was made clear that this was not a treatment session, and that there was no confidentiality, as a report was going to be written regarding our interaction today. A new paragraph. Mr. Balcazar Altamirano is a 45-year-old, a single male, a Mexican-born who resides alone. He has two children in Mexico, a 17-year-old daughter and a 19-year-old son. He reports that he's currently working. Arranging stock for a distribution company on a full-time basis. He states he's working there for the past 5 years. He has a chief complaint of, quote, I was assaulted, unquote. He reports an assault on 12/21/21 by a coworker. He states that prior to that date, the coworker often harassed him or tried to knock him over with a forklift. He states that other workers have had difficulty with this coworker as well. On the date in question, he said that his coworker tried to hit him with the forklift. He was then stabbed in his thorax. With a knife, and states he ran away. Other workers grabbed the knife from this other man. He states the man was agitated, yelling, quote, I will kill you, unquote, and the owner removed him to their office. Police were called. As well as an ambulance. Mr. Balcazar Altamirano states that after that time, he faced very, quote, difficult months, unquote. He said he had to stay sitting up for a week to avoid bleeding from his stitches. Over time, he started feeling worse and was evaluated in the emergency room on February 28, 2022 with an EKG, x-rays, and had an episode of feeling suffocation with his heart beating very quickly. He worried that he was having a heart attack, but was diagnosed with a panic attack. And he states professional help was suggested. He still has episodes of his heart racing and feeling a scratchy itchiness on his arms and the back of his neck. He was seen by a psychologist and was diagnosed with panic disorder and major depressive disorder. Professional therapy help was suggested, and he did go about at least 3 times. He found it helpful to discuss his emotions and felt more in control of his emotions following the therapy sessions. He also states he has an order of protection against a gentleman who assaulted him. Past psychiatric history, there's no psychiatric hospitalizations, no suicide attempts, no previous treatment. Past medical history, denies no surgeries, no prior medications, no known drug allergies. He doesn't drive. There were no motor vehicle accidents, no previous workers' compensation cases. Alcohol use, he has a beer every couple of months, denies drug use, no family psychiatric history was elicited. Social history, he refers to himself as a religious person. He's a Christian Pentecostal. Other jobs that he's had were in a laundromat, a machine operator, washing dishes. He came to the United States 11 years ago. He's a high school graduate in Mexico. Mental status exam. Is casually dressed with fluent speech, good eye contact, difficulty falling asleep, middle insomnia, flashbacks, mood depressed and anxious, sad at times, self-recrimination noted, no suicidal homicidal ideation, irritable at times, no auditory visual hallucinations, no paranoia, alert and oriented to person, place, and time, decreased socialization, decreased ability to enjoy things, insight and judgment fairly good. He also reports chronic pain in his chest and his arm, but it has improved. Changes, he's been unable to play soccer and hard to focus on a TV or a movie. Impression. I feel Mr. Jose Balcazar Altamirano meets criteria for post-traumatic stress disorder as well as major depressive disorder, single episode, moderate, without psychotic features. I believe there is a causal relationship to the assault on 12/21/22, and these diagnoses. I believe that he should be approved to resume therapy sessions with a psychologist on a weekly or an every other week basis. And after 3 months, if symptoms persist, consider a psychiatric evaluation for the possibility of the need for medications. He has continued at his job to this time, as stated in my report. As stated above, too, he denies prior workers' compensation claims, prior motor vehicle accidents, or other medical conditions. education level and employment history were included. A medical opinion on causal relationship of diagnoses was included. A need for additional medical treatment is outlined. Physical activities that he is unable to participate in now due to work-related injury. He has some pain that is improving that at times interferes with basic activities. He is working at his job. He does not do volunteer activities. He's able to shower, walk, prepare meals, and attend to his normal daily activities. But sometimes due to feeling depressed, he states he has to push himself. He does not use any assistive device for ambulation. He should not present with a device at the time of the exam. Uh,